Greatest Hits, Super Bowl kneeler Eminem called Trump bitch. Rapped about sexually assaulting Ann Coulter. By Paul Bois on February 14, 2022. After years of smearing millions of Americans, attacking Donald Trump, and threatening sexual violence against Ann Coulter, rapper Eminem was rewarded with a Super Bowl Sunday halftime show performance. Eminem took a knee in the middle of the performance. Some say it was in deference to former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. It's worth noting that Eminem has long defended NFL anthem kneelers, calling their critics morons. "You gotta be a fucking moron to think that's just what it's about and it's that fucking cut and dry," Eminem said. "You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a meaning behind this shit and there's real pain behind this shit." In 2017, shortly after Trump was inaugurated president, Eminem famously called the former president a bitch and rapped about raping conservative commentator Ann Coulter in a song featured on fellow Detroit rapper Big Sean's studio album I Decided. "I'm anti, can't no government handle a commando. Your man don't want it, Trump's a bitch. I'll make his whole brand go under," Eminem said of Trump on the song No Favors. "And fuck Ann Coulter with a Klan poster. With a lamp post, door handle, shutter. A damn bolt cutter, a sandal, a can opener, a candle, rubber. Piano, a flannel, sucker, some hand soap, butter. A banjo and manhole cover," he also rapped. Eminem took his Trump mainstream again with a vicious and vulgar rap on BET in late 2017. The performance earned the rapper a big wet kiss from Kaepernick. The Detroit rapper's lyrics landed him in the sights of the Secret Service in 2018. Eminem was interviewed by the Secret Service over threatening lyrics against then-President Trump. Prior to that, Eminem rapped about having explicit sex with former Republican Vice President Sarah Palin in 2009. "And I'll invite Sarah Palin out to dinner then. Nail her, baby, say hello to my little friend."